guest line on the Michigan Sports Network is open for you. Call 313-396-5527. Meyer is the official sponsor of your Detroit Tigers, Lions, Red Wings, and Pistons.
I'll tell you what, my man Don tweeting into the show at Hoosier3232. Good morning, Donald. Like Wentz to do with the Colts, what Jim Plunkett did with the Raiders. Regain his mojo, become a Super Bowl MVP. I'm telling you, Frank Reich was in Philly. They were doing good things. Frank Reich goes to Indy. All of a sudden, he's like, I know what I have in my quarterback. I'm going to bring him over here. And then, you know,
my man Don's an eternal optimist over there with his Hoosier 32-32.
Eternal optimist.
You think
Indiana never gets back? God bless him. I told Don that we were going to go out and grab some drinks. I don't know where I was at. I think I was doing one of the Mud Hens games, or I don't know what I was doing. But he had said something like, "Oh, had I known, I would have stopped by." I said, "If you had stopped by after the game, we would have went and got drinks." He's like, "Let's do it," and I'm like, "All right." So I got to link up with him for drinks. Freddie for pizza. Dan for Hennessy for free.
Freddie for golf. Remember that standing off.
We do, yeah, we do. I guess I'm going to play in the outing this year.
You are?
Yeah, I'm going to play in the outing. I know you guys won't invite me to your group, so I had to find my own group. Don't worry about it.
I thought you were playing with Freddie.
Found my own squad. Don't worry about it.
Well, Ryan and I have separate foursomes. It's not like
Dan has never invited me to his group.
We're in the same boat, Ryan. You and I just have
to
franchise.
I had to go out and find my own group.
Find our own super teams.
Yeah.
I have guys that I just play outings with. That's just what we do.
Have you ever played with a guy that can really play golf?
No, my
I'm talking
friends
about
stink.
Somebody on the cusp of, like, was thinking about going to Q school, tried to do a couple qualifiers.
My buddy's a pro. He's played in the John Deere a few times.
Okay, so you know what that looks like.
Anthony, I find people who are either a smidge better than me, or... you need one person that's worse than you to feel better about yourself. Mm. And, you know, me and that friend, we switch places when we do golf together of who's worse.
So that's like, good. You know, compliment each other.
Right. But that's the goal. It's just like, so it's like, all right, we're all roughly the same distance. Two or three of us hit it, you know, right by each other. So we're all going to the same spot. Like, that's just the goal. We all play together.
I'm glad to hear that.
I'll shank mine. Not purposely, it just happens.
Monkey see, monkey do. That's why, you know, sometimes I honestly believe in that too. Like, sometimes you can get in your own head, and wherever you're the people you're playing with, however they're playing, you will absorb their energy on the golf course.
Oh, without a doubt.
If they're in good spirits, they're hitting good shots, a lot of times that will force you to up your game a little bit.
That's what happened. My dad and I went golfing a couple weeks ago, and we got paired with just a random twosome. A random duo, and it was guys roughly our age, but thankfully, like, all same skill level. Mm. So we're all hitting it roughly the same distance, you know, shank here or there, just good, like, fun guys to just golf with. So it was like, thank God. It's like, you didn't have people that were much better or much worse than us. It was just the same. So it was just very lucky for that to happen, because I feel like the odds of that happening are...
pretty
slim. Good.
And I think that, you know, if you're a casual golfer, an average golfer, and you're playing golf with somebody who is far better, don't get in your own head about it. Admire the way that they're playing and just enjoy being able to watch. Like, don't get in your own head because somebody can pipe it 280 consistently down the fairway. Doesn't mean you got to be over swinging to try to hit it 230 because you tell all your friends you hit it 300, but you barely hit it 190, right? That's what. Don't talk to me about how far you hit the ball. I'll come out there and see. Because I hit a 300. Like, only a very select few people hit a 300 yards, and then to hit a 300 yards accurately, like, come on, don't lie to me, don't lie to me. Angelo's in South Philly. They got a 9.1 on the pizza, 9.2 on the cheesesteak. Wow, his place is off the hook. Busy, much bigger place. I believe Angelo and I are in Portnoy's top 5 or 6. I believe John's of Bleecker Street was the best at 9.4. I like Angelo's of South Philly already, just because it sounds like, you know, sounds authentic. So I'm a fan of that.
It really does.
You going to Angelo's for pizza? Like, yeah, I am.
As long as it's not like the Ray situation in New York. There's over 30 Ray's pizzas, either Famous Ray's, Ray's Pizza, Ray's Famous Pizza. There's over 30 different spots.
They're all different owners.
I believe, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want that. So, in South Monroe, if you're taking Telegraph and you just go south, almost to the border, so you're going to be like probably 5-6 miles over the Ohio line, there's a spot called Giuseppe's. They make some good pizza, too. But I'm still, I'm going to make it up to Freddy's. I'm not going to be able to because I'm going to be on the move a little bit this weekend. So in the coming weeks, I will go to Freddy's. I will have this pizza. I will give it a 9.12, and he will move to the top of the charts. Drop your pizza nuts on the table, right, Freddy? I got to get one of those shirts, too. Dan is very upset over Steph Curry. We can hop into that conversation as well. I don't know why he doesn't like Steph. I don't know
Steph,
why you come at
Anthony,
me with this craziness.
I like Steph. Why? Yeah. What, do you want to talk about it now?
No, we got to save it for next segment because we're going to be running out of time and how that thing, that whole thing goes. We're going to get into a little bit of that MVP discussion on the NBA side of things. I still want to get to Sadiq Bey and Rookie of the Year, and I know that he's probably not going to win it, but if you were to search Sadiq Bey and ROY, Rookie of the Year, you would start to see more and more traction and more people are starting to pay attention to what is going on in Detroit from a national perspective. I mentioned this the other night with Isaiah Stewart and Hoop Central, a bunch of different Hoop Central, Hoops Hype, NBA, not the actual NBA account, but NBA What Talk or whatever it is on Twitter. More and more of these national stats muse, they're all talking about the Pistons, and more people are picking up on it. And I was going through a thread of comments about Isaiah Stewart. People are like, who is this guy? Like, what? And you could start to tell people firing off in the like people responding to him, like, you need to pay attention. And I think, and we've been talking about it a lot, Troy Weaver in this draft, if Killian Hayes, there was the comparison, if Killian Hayes turns out to be Mike Conley, what happens to this team? If Killian Hayes turns into Mike Conley, this team's going to win a championship. Mike Conley's probably one of the most undervalued, underappreciated guards in the league today. And the reason the All-Star game is stockpiled with names out there in the Western Conference. You know, would you rather have Mike Conley or Ben Simmons running your team? I'd rather have Mike Conley. I mean, I'll take Mike Conley 8 days a week over a guy that can't shoot outside of 15 feet from the basket. I know Ben Simmons is long. I know he's athletic. I also know he can't shoot in a league that you have to be able to shoot in. That's why Philly's not going to find success in the postseason, because when things tighten up a little bit, it's going to be very difficult for them.
Like Joel Embiid's back.
That was good. That was nice. But I think that with the attention being paid, like whether or not he wins the award or not, the fact that he's played well enough, especially recently, Sadiq Bey, and throughout the course of the season, has played well enough to be able to garner some national attention, be able to get people to look over at what's going on in Detroit and like, hey, Troy Weaver's kind of sneaky building something over here. I think it's important. I think that, and because I still don't feel as if the expectation is on these guys. I think that they all still play pretty much every night with a chip on their shoulder, and I think that that bodes well for them in the long term. Last night we had the Tigers playing a doubleheader, should say yesterday afternoon and last night, and of course the Pistons in action as well. Tigers split their doubleheader, lost game one in 7 innings, 3-2 to the Pittsburgh Pirates. One in game number two, 5-2, so good for them. They'll clean things up today at 1 o'clock. You had the Pistons on the road taking on Luka Doncic and the Mavs. More on that game. Mavericks won 127-117. Tonight, the Dallas Stars and Detroit Red Wings will play again for what feels like the umpteenth millionth time in consecutively. But tonight's game at Little Caesars Arena, we will not see the Dallas Stars Stormtrooper unis, the all-white. Did you guys like those, by the way, the all-white with the little lights?
Dig them.
You do like them.
I don't know how I feel about them yet.
Kind of jury's kind of out, right? It kind of feels like a little minor league-ish. I wish the numbers were a little more, just because I pay attention to weird stuff like that. But I don't hate them. I think they're kind of clean.
Right. I think I just got to get used to it.
Yeah.
Just because you never seen the white gloves. That's
never.
What's throwing me off.
Unless Michael Jackson was around. We'll step aside. We're back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the King of Sportsbooks. Sign up today using code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Pistons or Spurs. And if either team hits a three, you win regardless of your bet's outcome. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on the Pistons or the Spurs hitting a three. Bet with confidence and turn game days into paydays at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets, must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
BOGO Savings Week is here at Meijer. Look for the BOGO offers in-store for buy one, get one deals on food and more. Like fresh pork ribs and deli specialty cheese are both buy one, get one 50% off. Lay's potato chips, buy one, get one free. And Ziploc storage containers, buy one, get one 30% off. Find dozens of deals like these and more online and in-store today. Make the most of BOGO Savings Week all week long at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. You know, I'm always like in the middle of reading something or trying to get something squared away, and all I hear is Dan go, go! And then I'm like, ah, panic. We welcome you back here to X's and Bros.
You don't hear the music playing for 20 seconds before?
Well, I mean, I hear the music playing, but I don't know when to start talking. I just always wait for you.
Oh, that's fine.
If you weren't around, I'd just sit here. I wouldn't say anything. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key, and I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. MichiganSportsNetwork.com is where you can find us. MichiganSportsNetwork.com. All right, Dan, this segment's just coming out of the blue because Dan is upset over the fact that Steph Curry believes that he is the most valuable player in the league. Dan, the floor is yours,
okay,
my friend.
Well, first of all, if anybody else was as vocal about being MVP, they would get just reprimanded. Imagine if this was Kevin Durant every day talking about, I'm the MVP.
He would have to play more than 12 games this year.
If it was Harden, I'm the MVP. Oh, boy. Just imagine. Oh, just because it's goody two-shoes Steph Curry. Oh, I'm so cute. I'm great at shooting threes. I can talk about being the MVP all the time. You're 11-22 against teams over 500. Are you kidding me? You're a plus 2.2 per 100 possessions in the NBA. Jokic is plus 7.2. When you were winning MVP, Steph, you were plus 18, plus 17. You're a plus 2. You went 7 of 25 for 18 points and lost with an 11-point lead in the fourth yesterday. I don't want to hear about MVP.
See, not allowed to have a bad game ever. Ever.
They've lost
ever.
They've lost 16 games by 10 or more points this year. Did Michael Jordan lose 16? Did he lose 16 games in his career by 10 points?
Is Michael Jordan going for MVP this year?
I'm just there's Scotty, a difference.
Was Scotty healthy? Steve
Kerr.
Oh,
don't even go there.
He doesn't win without Scottie Pippen.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with that.
All right. Just want to make sure, because you got to have another guy, and they don't really have that. So if you are going to be Michael Jordan, and I know that I am a Jordan truther. I think he's the pioneer of the modern game of basketball. He was the guy that brought it all, and I think now, you know, Kobe Bryant being the last of that sort of breed of player, you know, Allen Iverson, another one, just guys that played the game with this ultra competitive spirit. They weren't worried about Twitter and slapping hands and, bros for life. Let's do a podcast together. They didn't want that. I want to eat your heart. I'll eat your children. Mike Tyson type of stuff. Right. I mean, that's the kind of competitor that I want. I want Jimmy Butlers. I want guys that hate other guys. That's what I want. I don't want, like, you know, LeBron out here, like Nick Saban trying to recruit everybody to come to his team so he can load up on championships, even though he's never going to have the same record as Michael, so it's out the window already. But still, Michael Jordan doesn't win without Scottie Pippen. No one's ever been able to win alone. The closest anybody has gotten, LeBron got there with a skeleton crew back in, what, 2007, 2006? 2007 or 2008, whichever year it was, when he took like Mo Williams and Delonte West to the finals. The only other person to ever do it by themselves, Allen Iverson, you know, got the Sixers to the finals, won game number one, stole it, then got swept. So it is it's very, very challenging to do. And Steph Curry is just stuck out there by himself. Like that's what it is. It's Steph Curry trying to carry this Golden State Warriors team. I understand what you are saying, Dan, and I think that the wins against teams of value is important. I think that's a very important stat. Like, you can't be out here dropping 50 points against some scrubs. You know, and Minnesota's not good.
Yeah, who was at 62 points against Sacramento or something? Come on. I mean, look, I like Steph. I love what he's done for the game. I think it's more exciting the way that he wants, you know, that he plays the game. Yeah, it's fun that he shoots the ball from 40 feet away. Guess what? It's still 3 points, just like when you shoot it from 21-6 or whatever it is.
But he's doing it in a way, in a form and fashion that nobody else has done it. Like, the most games with 10-plus made 3-point field goals in NBA history, he's got 21 such games. That's a pretty incredible statistic. Considering the next closest one is his running mate, Klay Thompson, and he's got 5. You know, he has changed the game more than anybody since Michael Jordan. Truly, he has changed the game.
Again, I think it's cool. But guess what? It's a shot. How many dunks does Zion get every game? Are people putting that out there that he probably averages more dunks than anybody since, I would guess, Shaq?
That's why his field goal, they're like, oh, Zion's shooting 60% or whatever from the floor. I'm like, he's not shooting anything from the floor. Like, what? If it's inside the restricted area, if it's a dunk, right? If it's like that, that to me, it's like Andre Drummond always has a really high field goal percentage. You're shooting it from 3 feet from the basket. Like, they almost need to, like, factor in that into a statistic to get them, you know, to get some of these guys that all they do is dunk. You know, Zion's exciting. He's fun. He elevates. Is he an MVP? No.
Nikola Jokic is the MVP. The guy's averaging, he's 7 feet tall. He's averaging 26 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists. That is sick to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, 26 points, and you got to factor in, let's say every assist he gets is only a 2-point basket. That's 18 points. He's worth 44 points a game to them by himself.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. What Jokic does, he is the reason they are where they're at. And I think that to be the most valuable player in the league, and this is what we really struggle with, because this is definitely a popularity contest type of award. Remember when it was Giannis, that's all you heard, Greek Freak? Milwaukee's in third place right now. You haven't heard diddly squat about Giannis. They're 3.5 games
Maybe they want it that way because the hype train has not helped them.
He hasn't lived up to the hype train because he hasn't gotten it done in the playoffs. Right now, everybody's, you know, foaming at the mouth over the Philadelphia 76ers, who will choke in the playoffs, and the Brooklyn Nets, who will probably hobble in there with like one or two of their big three available. And it's Brooklyn. I want to see Brooklyn fail. I think that's a good reason to tune in because I want them to fail. I feel that as a basketball fan. The fact that the New York Knicks are in fourth place right now and the New York Knicks trailed the Milwaukee Bucks by 3.5 games. If you'd have told me at the beginning of the season, I'd called you a crackhead. But Giannis, it was all about Giannis. Giannis has slowly disappeared, right? He's not disappeared, but he's fading into the background. I think Jokic is a really good pick for MVP. You know, but we have to figure out exactly what the criteria is going to be. Like, who is having the best year? A lot of times it's LeBron James, and it's always LeBron James because wherever he goes, his team plays really well. He's missed a lot of time this season. due to injury or rest or whatever you want to call it, injury rest. Because, you know, like, he could play. If they were desperately needed him tomorrow, he would probably go. But right now they're sitting in the fifth seed. And the L.A. Lakers have a three-game lead on the Portland Trailblazers at number six. If the Blazers hop the Lakers and the Lakers find themselves in that second tier of playoff teams, 7 through 10, you'll have to add two more games probably.
You will. They will get – those other teams will get laughed out of that play-in tournament.
Well, that's the thing, but it's more minutes. And then what if somehow, some way, LeBron James and the Lakers run into Steph Curry and the Warriors in the play-in game to get into the playoffs? It's a regular season award. I understand that. LeBron should have won this thing 15 times, but for some reason – there's too many other factors that come into this, like the popularity contest.
Just to put Dan at ease, mm-hmm. so he can breathe a little, Steph has the fifth best odds to win MVP. And that has jumped up significantly in the last week after the week he had.
Right.
I think entering the week he was at like plus 5,000. He's now at plus 3,000.
Oh,
Jokic
good.
Is minus 400 to win it. Joel Embiid's at plus 325. Then there's Giannis and James Harden in front of Steph Curry. Is that okay for you, Dan?
Yes, that's fine. Thanks, Steph.
I'm glad that we were able to settle Dan down. Let's step aside when we return. A defensive line might be a weak spot in this year's draft, but offensive line might be loaded. Do you move back if you're the Lions? Regardless, we'll talk about it next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age or older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision Headlight Bulbs, starting at just $29.99. Trico Force Wiper Blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel Pre-Mixed Two-Stroke Engine Fuels, just $5.49. Shop online at MyAutoValueStore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. I want to remind you that TwinSpires Sportsbook has a special primetime offer for Usman Masvidal. UFC 261 North Florida, Jacksonville will be the host of the event. Pay-per-view, new players can win $100 on a $1 bet if the welterweight champion Usman defeats Masvidal in Saturday's title rematch. Just use the promo code PRIMETIME and you'll walk away with $100 in your pocket if the heavy favorite Usman emerges victorious. TwinSpires Sportsbook. Download the mobile app or visit TwinSpires.com today. Cash out win big monies. Welcome back here to X's and Bros. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining you. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find the podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and our iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danica Halen is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony at AC Bellino. We're going to get to Jeff Kerr. CBS Sports, he will join us coming up 8:35 this morning, so right about an hour from now, and we'll be talking about the NFL draft, get some of his thoughts. But I want to hop into the draft. The draft, by the way, in Cleveland this year, so it'll be always an exciting time of year for Cleveland Browns fans. But the demand for football, when they decided that they were going to move it out of Radio City Music Hall and they're going to take this thing around a little bit, you saw what it did in Nashville. The demand for football is out of control. People love this game. They love the NFL.
Speaking of Nashville, Anthony,
yes,
the
sir.
Titans are looking for a new PA announcer, and they're having a contest. And I believe it's up to a fan vote. That's pretty interesting.
I won one of those before.
You had a fan vote for PA?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Did they put a recording of you up?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow, that's weird.
Oh, it was weird. And then they said it was a fan vote.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
We won't talk about those fudging the numbers like, you know, we used to do with polls and everything.
Oh, yeah, the polls. The polls, God bless them. You know who else is looking for a PA announcer? Notre Dame.
That's kind of, I mean, you could maybe pull that commute off.
Oh, yeah, Notre Dame on a Saturday? Absolutely, you could. From here, it's 2.5 hours. Maybe a little more. Not a problem. Tennessee? Be down there with Clay Travis? Be a lot going on there. Tennessee Titans football. Touchdown Titans. I wonder if you got to talk like that. I asked Dan, too, in the break, what's worse, a golf league guy or beer league softball guy?
Worse, though, is a weird way to put it, because I do like the – I enjoy the guys that will spend the money and go out there and golf terribly, but the guys that show up with like the whole Ricky Fowler outfit and shoot 60, that's my favorite guy. I don't know why, but like I'll show up in my 1992 irons,
denim and, Dan shows
yeah,
up
exactly, and I'll shoot 39. You can go out there and shoot 60. That's fine.
Which one would you rather listen to less at a gar after?
Golf guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Softball guy's believable. Sure. I believe you hit 6 home runs. I believe you hit your home run limit in the first inning because I've lofted those balls. Like, I've seen it before.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe you went and, like, yeah, I played Augusta, shot 74, no bigs.
Right, yeah, no, that human, that's a terrible human.
Like, softball guy has no incentive to lie. He's just very proud of his softball.
Golf guy will lie. Yeah. I hit it 300, I shot 67.
But you know, it's not even a lie. Sometimes they just don't know. Like, oh, yeah, that's 300. Okay, measure it out. It's yeah, not.
The hole's 280, so... And you hit it 50 yards in front of it.
Yeah, it's
not.
That's about average, I'd say. 230 is probably the average.
I feel like softball guy is going to roll up in a truck with, like, really big wheels and a really loud muffler.
Maybe some truck nuts on the back.
Yeah, I don't know if I need that. With, like, stickers all in the window about his softball gear. I don't know. That might be an interesting.
See, I can't.
Might be an
knock,
interesting poll question.
I can't knock softball. I've never been actual softball guy, but I.
Or like, how about and
a bunch
one,
of my friends are actual softball guys.
And so one just, pickup basketball guy, and not and one the video. I mean, calling and ones.
Oh, that human's worse. Everything's a foul. That yes. Human's terrible. Just shut up. And
that
play.
Guy's worse than softball. Softball guys, they're a lot to handle, but at least they play well. They'll hit the home runs.
Yeah, the and one, everything's a foul guy. He can take a hike. Yeah, at that point, if it's out of control, you either really foul him or you just walk away. Those are your options. And I'm not sitting here with this. This is ridiculous. Because that stuff, oh, it gets annoying bad. All right, let's get into the NFL draft a little bit. We're going to, like I said, talk a little bit more about this with Jeff Kerr on the NFL draft from CBS Sports. But I was wondering, because we hear more and more about the depth and the quality that might be there at the offensive line. And we know, at least we're being told, that the defensive line and prospects there at the D-line, just it's not as abundant of a position. So right now, according to the ESPN big board, at offensive tackle, you have Sewell out of Oregon. We talked about him a lot. We have Rashawn Slater out of Northwestern, ranked right there. NFL, I believe these are CBS Sports, as you can see on your screen if you're watching, whether it's on BCSN or on Comcast Channel 900. Derzhov, the Virginia Tech. Vera Tucker out of USC. Jenkins out of OK State. They have Alex Leatherwood, that monstrosity of a human being from Alabama, at number 39, right, in top offensive line prospect rankings. And those are their overall rankings. So 39th best prospect in this year's draft. Wyatt Davis out of Ohio State at 45. Jalen Mayfield out of Michigan at 46. Creed Humphrey at Oklahoma all the way down at 52. Jackson Carmen at Clemson, 50. Clemson, not Clemson. So I was looking at that, and it's like, okay, so you have at the offensive tackle position, offensive line prospect rankings, you got a lot of guys that are right there. And whether it's, you know, Jalen Mayfield, who might be the fifth overall best tackle in the draft, Eichenberg out of Notre Dame at number 6, Cosme out of Texas at number 7, like there are some options. Even a guy like James Hudson from Toledo, Ohio, went to Michigan, got moved from defensive line to offensive line, transferred from Michigan, ended up at Cincinnati, declares for the draft. He right now is the 10th best offensive tackle prospect in the draft, according to ESPN. Vera Tucker at offensive guard out of USC. Alex Leatherwood being the number 2 offensive guard. So they're, you know, he's got a tackle at list at some places, guard at other. What that tells me, versatility. You know what versatility is? Versatility is job security. Versatility is an ability. If you could play on the outside and protect the perimeter, or if they could put you a little bit closer to the interior and then get you to pull and get you to move, that's fantastic. To have Wyatt Davis, who's there at number 5, Aaron Banks out of Notre Dame at 6, Trey Smith from Tennessee at 7, Deontay Brown, Alabama, at number 8. Alabama, both of their guards going to the draft. The point being is that if the Lions were there at 7, and you look at what this team has overall, from a picks standpoint, where do you go if you have the opportunity to move back? If Sewell is on the board and you get an offer from Denver, in the scenario that was brought up a little bit yesterday, is that what if Denver offered the pick swap 7 for 9 and you get their second rounder as well? I think that is one hell of an attractive offer if you are the Detroit Lions. One hell of an offer, because then you'd be picking consecutively in the low 40s with an opportunity to maybe address this position that is showing so much depth. So I very much am intrigued by this. And would you do it? Would you do it? Would you trade right now, knowing that Sewell's on the board? Would you trade, thinking that you could drop back a little bit and maybe find one of these guys at tackle, at guard? You know Jonah Jackson's got some versatility. Is there an option for you there? You already have, the way the picks look right now, round 1, pick 7. Round 2, pick 9, which is 41st overall. Round 3, pick 8, which is 72nd overall. Plus round 3, pick 38, 101st overall. That was the Rams pick. Round 4, pick 7, which is 112. In round 5, pick 9, 153. No sixth round pick due to the Griffin trade for the Cowboys. No seventh round pick due to the Quandre Diggs trade to the Seahawks. It is very, very interesting to see where this team stacks up. I like the fact, you know, typically you'd have one pick in each round, seven rounds, you get seven picks, right? Lions have six picks, all in the top 150, basically, you know, 153 overall. Really good opportunity if you can move back from 7 to 9, get pick number 40, so you have 9 overall, 40 overall, 41st overall, 72nd overall. Like, you could do some damage, some heavy damage. And you'd have 101st. You have 2/3, 2 seconds, and a first, and you only move back 2 spots if you know that this depth at the offensive line is there.
Who's the guy that you're staying at 7 for? And if he's not there, are you willing to go back, like, to pass 15?
That is an incredibly difficult question. Who is going to be that guy? Is it going to be Sewell? And that's why I brought Sewell's name up there, because there has been a lot of talk lately that, okay, if Sewell is the consensus number one at his position and you miss out on him, are you okay with maybe potentially having a guy like Rashawn Slater out of Northwestern, who is ranked as the number two offensive tackle via ESPN, via CBS Sports? They have him ranked as the 14th overall prospect. I just saw on NFL Network the other day, they talked about Rashawn Slater is a can't-miss prospect, higher ranked than Sewell. And so it's all in a matter of who is doing the talent evaluating and who do they value more. This is, when you get down to the intricacies of trying to select and draft players, this is difficult. Very difficult. And I'm so glad that I don't have to make this call. Because who's the guy on the board that you're staying with? Does somebody want to move up for Sewell if he's there? For Ja'Marr Chase if he's there? Or do they move up and want to get a quarterback, if depending on how the board falls in front of them? Does Miami trade? I'd hate to see Miami get more draft capital. I mean, I love the Dolphins, but we need that trade.
At this point, I think I would take the trade.
If all your favorites are available.
Yeah. If Sewell, if two of the three receivers are there, because we assume if it's, you know, the first six picks are gone, it's probably four quarterbacks, Pitts and Chase are off the board. That's just would have to be the assumption. I think so. If Denver's offering the trade, then it's like, okay, Sewell's probably going to be gone at 9. So that leaves you with Devontae Smith or Jaylen Waddle to take there at 9. Or Rashawn Slater if, you know, wide receivers go back-to-back and you just miss out on those.
By the way, if you do deal with New England and they throw in their second to move up, their second-round pick is 46th overall, number 14 in that round.
New England's going to have to offer up more. They're going to have to offer up a future first to move from 15 to 7.
If they offer the pick swap, a second this year, or a pick swap in this year's third plus next year's first,
it'd have to be something around that.
How do you say no? How do you say no? Because you already know you got the Rams first as well, and now you are really looking at the fact that, hey, we're like where the Dolphins are at in the draft. We look like the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Detroit Pistons. Now we have all these picks.
Yeah, but you're also missing out on the guy that you could potentially be an all-pro. I mean, you just don't – you don't know who you're – yeah, you know, like, you have the capital, but you also – there's a guy that could be a guy that's, you know, an integral part of a winning team. And you're moving back from.
And that's why I bring this up, because if Sewell or Slater are 1 and 2 consensus across every medium, if they were 1 and 2 across every medium, and you know that you're going to miss out on them for the opportunity to add future capital, but you could still address the position because at offensive line seems to be a position of quality depth here in this draft. If you could still address with an Alex Leatherwood out of Alabama, I don't know how you turned it down. Because it's still the way we're still throwing darts at the board, right? You have no idea where anything's going to land, well, where anybody's going to stick.
I mean, like the last 3 or 4 days, you know, has led, you know, Denver wants to trade up, New England wants to trade up. Okay, well, how much are they willing? That's
and how do you get the Dolphins out of that conversation? That's the question.
You have to get them to compete. I feel like that's like lately, especially in this town, we've been hearing the asking price is too high. Well, you have to get the teams to compete. You can't just, you know, call a team and say, hey, we want next year's first and this year's second. You have to be able to say, hey, New England's offering us next year's first and this year's second. What do you got?
And then they're like, well, hey, Miami's not making us give up that much. It's the ultimate high stakes poker game. It absolutely is.
And would call you Miami. Do it.
Would you be comfortable moving down past 15, which seems to be kind of our sticking point in where we're at? But I can't see. I mean, does John Gruden want to get froggy at 17? If the Oakland Raiders, for example, were to want to move up, or the Arizona Cardinals at 16, were going to want to move up, and the package remains the same, pick swap this year, our second this year, or a third this year, plus a first next year, is that something you take a look at doing and dropping all the way into the late teens, potentially maybe even the early 20s, but the late teens, knowing a guy like Kwity Paye might be there, who, you know, but defensive line is not a position of great depth here, according to the scouts. They're not real high on what they have going on the D-line. Seems to be, whether on the interior or off the edge, not very impressed by what the scouts have seen when they put together their big boards, Mel Kiper and company, as to how this whole thing is going to come about for the defensive line. So a lot of questions here. Maybe we'll get to Jeff Kerr in hour number three. When we get to him, we can ask him some of those same questions, get his same thoughts, because you look at the, is it Ojulari, Aziz from Georgia, is it Kwity Paye from Michigan, Jalen Phillips from Miami? How do you turn down anybody who comes out of Alabama? You know they're well coached. A lot of questions to be answered. Back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
In the den.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
Spencer Turnbull made his 2021 debut last night in the second game of the doubleheader with Pittsburgh. Turnbull missed the start of the season because of the coronavirus. He pitched 2 games at the alternate site, but one of those was shortened to an inning due to rain. He lost 10 pounds due to the illness and felt weak at times. But in his season debut, he gained steam and gained strength throughout. He finished throwing 5 strong innings, allowing just 1 run while striking out 6. Look, it's one outing, but it's an important one for Turnbull and for the Tigers as they solidify their starting rotation. A healthy and dialed-in Turnbull adds to an already solid rotation that really, if you think about it, has been the brightest spot on the young season for Detroit so far.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available daily at your local Meijer, now for anyone 16 or older. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only 1 registration at 1 location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, text COVID to 75049 to get started.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs, starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed 2-stroke engine fuels, just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
It's all coming up this weekend. UFC 261 in Jacksonville, and TwinSpire Sportsbook has a special primetime play for the Usman-Masvidal fight this coming weekend. Championship bout. New players can win $100 on a $1 bet. That's right. Win $100 on a $1 bet if the welterweight champ Usman defeats Masvidal in Saturday's title rematch. Just use the code PRIMETIME, and you'll walk away with $100 in your pocket if the heavy favorite Usman emerges victorious. TwinSpire Sportsbook. Download the app or visit TwinSpires.com today.